We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We see the
Every progressive show, as we progress into the future, each passing broadcast is just getting more and more hardcore, more and more jam-packed with absolutely off-the-charts news and information. It is fortunate that you tuned in to this Sunday, the sixth day of January 2013 broadcast, because it's going to be a very important transmission, to say the least. Coming up in 30 minutes, Police Chief Mark Kessler is going to be joining us with state-level nullification at the town council level. In Pennsylvania, they are moving to get a law passed to mobilize their town against the globalists and violations of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the Declaration of Independence gives them that power. And he is coming on the show. We've found out he's a listener as well. That's good. It's good to know that there's a fellow liberty lovers out there across the nation and the world. And that's what my plan, and Ron Paul's plan as well, has been: nullification at the county, city, state level. Nullification short of secession. But if we have secession, it's not from the United States. It's to have the states pull out of the federally occupied New World Order system and to re-upload the republic. And people are hearing that message. There's a bunch of states moving in that direction, a lot of towns and counties and cities on different fronts. And here's the deal. If 800-plus cities and more than 30 states do not arrest illegal aliens for having no insurance, being drunk, being here illegally, they're above the law. Because the police can't arrest them for other crimes. They don't arrest them basically for anything except aggravated assault. And then they're not even deported once they get out of prison. And you can obviously see that in the news everywhere. That's an admitted fact. I'm not picking on the illegal aliens here. It's that it's a fraud that they're above the law because the system wants an incentive to have them here to drive down wages. You want to know why America's losing its standard of living? That's a big part of it. Prison labor is displacing us. Obviously, dollar devaluation, too high of taxes, make it prohibitive for companies to manufacture and develop things in R&D here in this country. But my issue is, if 800, last time I was, it's like 880 something, it's almost 900 cities and towns, every big city in the country, almost every small city and many of the towns, medium-sized cities, you name it, are sanctuary cities. And if the cities and counties are getting away and the states are getting away with ignoring constitutional federal law, they're getting away with crime. We can get away with something that's constitutional. You know, the feds are like, oh, no, you can't have nullification. Civil War decided that. There's no such thing as the states or counties or cities. Baloney. And it's all about our will. We control our local towns and cities. We get people in there that say, you know what? We're not going to enforce unconstitutional gun laws. We catch somebody in the commission of a crime with an illegal gun, we'll throw the book at them. But we're not going to pull over farmers and find a shotgun in the vehicle and take them to jail. It isn't happening. Okay? It's real simple. So we're going to be talking about that today. That's not even the top story, but it's very important because it ties into a lot of other ways we can resist this globalist takeover by realizing we do have power and we can say no. There were federal laws saying black people weren't human, but the Constitution and the Bill of Rights said they were. And so it took 100 years, but down the road, or a little less than 100, down the road, those rights were claimed. Those rights are there, not given by the Bill of Rights and Constitution, pointed out by it. They're simply signposts, like there's Mount Rainier in Washington State. The sign doesn't make Mount Rainier. It points at it. And the Constitution Bill of Rights points at what is already there. Now, here's the deal. Washington Post talked to the White House. They're talking about executive orders, and they're talking about extrajudicial activity to shut down the Second Amendment. Right here where I live, the city's moving to just outlaw gun shows, period. That's deep in the heart of Texas. We've got a bunch of other really important news as well. They're talking about repealing the 22nd Amendment so Obama can be president for life, basically. Stay with us.
on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, we are live. It is already Sunday, the sixth day of January 2013, and we're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide, not just coast to coast. On over, it's approaching 150 AM and FM affiliates, XM, Global Shortwave, WWCR, and of course the number one radio show online by every major metric, Infowars.com, and of course streaming video at InfowarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let me just mention what's coming up. It's the fullest plate I've ever had on a Sunday broadcast. And next week may be even more full. And more full. I mean, the amount of tyranny we're seeing in a week is more than I would see in a year, 15 years ago, 16, 17 years ago on air. Just simply amazing to see all of this happening. Here is some of the news. The 22nd Amendment, HJRES 15, has been introduced to overturn that so Obama can run for a third term. And I went and did a check. A bunch of Democratic Party sites like Daily Kos and others are fantasizing about Obama for life, kind of like Hugo Chavez, who, by the way, they say if they unplug him, he won't be coming back from Cuba. So we're going to be looking at that. Also, Assad of Syria, not a fan of the guy, definitely a dictator, but a soft dictator. He gave a speech, obviously, today and said, look, Al-Qaeda is being funded by the West to attack Syria. We will fight to the death. And it's true. I mean, it's New York Times, you name it, that our government is putting Al-Qaeda in there to attack a country where Jews, Christians, and all Muslim groups live in peace. His father was somewhat of a brutal dictator in the Hosni Mubarak stripe, which they call light. So he's a light dictator. But Al-Qaeda is just unbelievable. We posted a video up at Infowars.com that I'll play later in the broadcast in the second hour of the main brigades on the suburbs of Damascus, the capital of Syria, chanting, we blew up the towers, we're coming to kill you, America, after we're done here. And it's even on Arab television stations. It's just unbelievable that, and by the way, a year ago when they killed Gaddafi, they had signs on BBC saying, next stop, Damascus, we're coming to Syria. So our government, NATO, and others, the French are leading it. Normally they're anti-war. They're just leading this thing. The French are at the head of this. Well, I've already talked about it a lot. I'm going to talk about it in the second hour. It's just incredible that we were talking about it 2 years ago with Libya when that started, almost 2 years ago in Syria when it started. And now it's like, yeah, okay, our government runs Al-Qaeda. Never mind that. And people send me emails going, well, at least we got Arabs killing Arabs. You know, this is crazy. Assad hasn't attacked anybody. Assad wears a suit and tie. Women can walk down the street and go to college there, and nobody's wearing burkas. That's all ending. Al-Qaeda is chopping Christians' heads off. Just type in Syrian rebels chop Christians' heads off, stabbing them, making fathers truck bomber. They kill their whole families. And our media has actually run articles saying, oh, look at the rebels doing a great job. And then there's a backlash, and the New York Times pulled a video a few months ago showing this. Our media thinks we're so dumbed down, they can show Al-Qaeda chopping a Christian's head off or throwing them off a church top or making them car bomb or they kill their family. And our media is so evil. They're like, oh, look at the rebels. They're so wonderful. I mean, this is so Twilight Zone, I can't even register it. Okay? And I expect corrupt stuff out of government. I mean, I expect all sorts, but this, I don't even know what to say at this point, because now it's admitted and it's a back of the paper issue. So that's coming up some in the second hour. Okay, hold on to your hats here, ladies and gentlemen, because I told you this was coming. There is an incredible Washington Post article posted up at Infowars.com. It's also on the easiest place to find it, DrudgeReport.com, on the left-hand side. At least 20 minutes ago had it. Here is the Washington Post article. White House weighs broad gun control agenda in wake of Newtown shootings. And they say in here, we're just going to have the ATF go in and extrajudicially with rulemaking, exactly what Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America has warned about here in the last month. We're just going to go in and do it outside of law, maybe even executive orders. And, yeah, we're just going to ban gun shows and ban you giving your son or daughter a gun. No more giving family a gun or transferring a gun. And we're just going to put giant, you know, regulatory taxes outside of Congress on the bullets. And it links to all the plans. And it's a long four-page article with links. I spent 2 hours on this sucker last night. 2 hours. I was up till about 1 a.m. on this, okay, following what they're all saying. It's exactly what we knew. It's all their old plans regurgitated, vomited onto us at once. And it is the repeal of the Second Amendment that the Huffington Post, the Atlantic Wire, the Economist, and then the Chinese government, the Russian government, all these governments, even USA Today said, what's with all the foreign governments? It's bad enough to have Piers Morgan over here lecturing us, a redcoat. By the way, I'm on his show tomorrow night in person in New York. That ought to be fun. But to make a long story short, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Adams is sitting in tomorrow. He'll sure do a better job than I do. I'm a fan of that guy. But continuing here, it is just off the chart insane. We'll be getting into that. We have a video clip, and I remember seeing him say this everywhere. And we even found the text of it, but couldn't find the video. CNS News found it, and the video's up at Infowars.com right now. And Obama says, look, I'm not coming after your handguns, your rifles, nothing. Anybody says it, they're a liar. And he said that 4 years ago. And I warned people. I said, now in this campaign, because the fix is in, I said, he's saying he's coming after handguns and rifles. They're coming after everything. The Illinois bill that we barely beat last week openly made you turn in everything. Turn it in, and everybody's registered there under the FOID card. That's why you don't want to be registered. And they always confiscate. You go through the, quote, background check. They know you're a gun owner, but it's not registered where you waive your rights. And they said that you know, everything's turned in, including pump shotguns, pump rifles. People go, there are pump rifles? Yeah, there are a lot of pump rifles, a lot of good ones out there, actually. The point is, if you want something reliable, they're actually pretty good, some of them. The point is that it banned everything except except bolt action. Way beyond just semi-auto. So it's all here. It's all happening. We know what they want. We know what they're doing. We know what they're after. And by the way, I'm going to go over some statistics here on air when we come back from the Centers for Disease Control, FBI, and U.S. federal government with links to it at Infowars.com. America's biggest killers, the chart anti-gunners don't want you to see. And by the way, guns are at the end of the list, with 11,493 killed in fiscal year 2011. You always get the numbers a year late. And there you go. But I'm going to go over all those numbers here on air. By the way, an estimated 72% of those were gang-related. Gang members killing each other. So take 70-plus percent out of 11,500, roughly. And we're now talking about 3,500 or so. Maybe 4,000 real deaths from guns. Folks, there's 315 million people here. Let me just give you one number. And this is a conservative number, by the way. Guess how many people die from tobacco use? 529,000. Medical errors, 195,000. Bad drug interactions. Goes on and on. All right, see, I'm already starting to go to it. We're going to cover that after the break, after we get into these audio clips, of Obama saying, listen, listen, when you go home and your friends tell you that I'm coming after their guns, I'm not going to take anything. You got a Second Amendment. I believe in it. We're leaving your guns alone. And the Democrats, it's very telling, are yay, because most Democrats are gun owners. Almost everybody's a gun owner now. Every liberal I know in the last decade has figured out government can't and won't protect you, watching Katrina and Sandy and all these other events. And once you go out and shoot a gun, you're like, this is no big deal. Running a blender at your house, you have to hold it down, is more dangerous. Running a egg beater is, you know, it takes more force. I mean, guns are a piece of cake. And once you try one, once you go to a gun, you never go back. I mean, it's that simple. And it's not that we are on power trips, we have guns. It's that we're in charge. We feel empowered. I sleep so good knowing I've got an instant access pistol safe that my kids can't get into right by my bed and one right by the front door. I mean, I am ready to defend my family, so I sleep good.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To quote Thomas Jefferson, the great thing about the Second Amendment is you will only need it when they try to take it away. That is a Thomas Jefferson quote, similar quotes by other founders. You know, my family fought for the Second Amendment to be created in the Revolutionary War, and my family fought when Santa Anna tried to disarm the people at Gonzales, and then on into the other battles on both sides of my family were involved in the founding of Texas. And I'm not turning my guns in because it's a symbol, and we know what it means. While the government buys another 200,000 hollow point bullets for the American people on top of the 1.6 billion they already bought in the last 14 months. We're going to be going to that report here today. Government is arming against us and then telling us, turn your guns in because we want to take good care of you. No, they want to be able to do to us whatever they want, just like in Mexico, where they have taken all the guns from the citizens 50-something years ago, and they have the highest crime rate in the world for a nation. The only city that's higher than one of their cities is Chicago, where they have a gun ban. Again, where the criminals run free in government and on the streets. Right now, I want to go to a clip here, and I hope you were listening earlier. The Washington Post has come out and said that they've talked to the White House and that indeed they're going to use executive power outside of Congress to basically shut down gun shows, tell shops not to sell semi-autos, and just prosecute people outside of law. Just have the ATF claim they have a rule if you transfer guns and things. It's a laundry list, four-page article. White House weighs broad gun control agenda in wake of Newtown shootings. Very chilling. But I wanted to play the liar-in-chief, Obama. This is 4.5 years ago. CNS News found this. I remember him saying this over and over again, that I'm not coming after your Second Amendment. In fact, we have Biden saying the same thing. But here's Obama saying, I'm not coming after your handgun, your rifle, none of your guns. And now that he's not facing re-election, he's like, yeah, I'm going to take everything. Here it is.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
And I will not hire any lobbyists, broke all records. I will not sign executive orders to circumvent law, more executive orders than all presidents before him, from George W. Bush back to George Washington. I will not have signing statements breaking all the records. But he's got a peace prize, so he can put al-Qaeda into countries to chop Christians' heads off. I mean, it is just amazing. Amazing. Let's go to Joe Biden during the same 2008 campaign saying the same thing. Here is Joe Biden talking about his Beretta handgun after he talks about a shotgun, which is semi-auto, which they would ban. Here it is.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey. They're gonna start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
And he's
talking about a Beretta
shotgun there. The point is that there is Biden saying they're not coming after your guns. When he wrote the original assault weapons bill in 92 that they had to water down, and we have Feinstein, we'll play it later, we played it last week and throughout the week, saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn in your guns. And his original bill banned all semi-autos, period. So decades later, or 15 years later, he's running around saying, oh, I don't want your guns, lying to people. And look, some folks say, oh, Alex, because I saw it in the comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, they all lie. Big deal. See, they've just got you used to it now. No, whenever George Herbert Walker Bush lied and said, read my lips, no new taxes, and then raised taxes, it was over. And then, of course, we just got something just as bad. Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, who I used to think was the greatest liar I'd ever known. Obama definitely is better and tells more whoppers. But the issue is that Obama has raised 14 taxes on the general public. You can just type in, it's USA Today, it's Bloomberg. 77% of Americans, that's working Americans, 77% of the country, everybody who works got a payroll tax increase. If you make $36,000 a year on average, it's about $200 a month. $200 a month, and that's just one tax we're talking about. So, and then there's another 13 taxes on top of it, and fines and fees and all the rest of it. And then all those other taxes on people making over $125,000 a year individually, quarter million collectively, that all gets passed on to you when you get laid off, or middle-class folks don't come and buy goods. You know, there it is, fiscal cliff deal that raised taxes on 77% of Americans, Tax Policy Center and analysis, and now that's official. Okay, let's go ahead. That's now law. Let's go ahead and go to the clip of Obama saying, I won't raise your any of your taxes, not your payroll tax, not your on, raising them all, raising everything he said he wouldn't raise. In fact, they've had Howard Dean come out and say, if you make $10,000 a year, you should pay taxes, extra taxes, about 2 weeks ago. I mean, just look it up. Howard Dean says, poor should pay more. Oh, yeah, because you want to get the economy going. No, you know that high taxes shut down economies. You know Kennedy cut the highest tax bracket by 50%, the next tax bracket by 30-plus percent, and tax receipts did what by the next year? Did they go up 20%? Did they go up 30%, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90? They went up over 100%. More than double the tax receipts. You'd think bureaucrats would want money. No, they don't want money. They want to bankrupt your butt and get you on welfare. We've gone from less than 2% of the country on food stamps in the 30s to now 50 million people. It's doubled the last 4 years from 25 million, and they're set to double it again. The name of the game is takeover. They don't want you uppity having any money. Let's go to this clip of Obama saying he wouldn't raise any of your taxes, any of your payroll taxes. Here it is.
And I can make a firm pledge.
A pledge.
Under my plan, no family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax, not your payroll tax, not your capital gains taxes, not any of your taxes.
By the way, they have in the now law a surcharge of, what is it, 3.9%? percent on all your 401k investments. You've already paid taxes on this over and over again. Now it's an investment for your retirement or for college, whatever, for your children, and they're going to tax that. And I don't know how bad this has got to get here. And used to, people get mad about this, but and a lot of folks are angry. I mean, Congress does have a 9% approval rating, but I got to tell you, the 35, 40% of people in this country that really are Obama supporters, there's about half the people in the country voted, and a little more than half voted for Obama. So 25, 30%, 35, depending on how you look at it, because he's got 30 million illegal aliens supporting him, so that's about 35% total. I mean, you people are just idiots. I mean, you're chumps. This guy's a collectivist that wants to bankrupt everything and put America through emergency reorganization to make you step and fetch it. They want to break your will. We'll be right back in defense of the Second Amendment with a key plan to save the Republic. Tell folks to tune in right now.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're live on the radio. I won't be tomorrow. It'll be Mike Adams, who does a fantastic job sitting in, the health ranger of naturalnews.com. I am going to get on an airplane early in the morning, and I'm going to fly up to New York to be in studio with Piers Morgan. And they've got a bunch of surprises lined up for me, Alan Dershowitz and a bunch of others to sit there and henpeck at me. But they would do it via satellite, and we were going to do it via satellite. But I thought, you know what? I want to look that guy in the eyes. And so we'll see if they chicken out, boy. They swore to me they won't. I've had CNN chicken out before via satellite interviews, and I'll get really, really upset if they do. But political rumble in the jungle is set for tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, in studio at the CNN command center that I've been in multiple times. So that should be interesting. Speaking of that, let me just go ahead and play a clip again of Dianne Feinstein, whose Bill Obama says he's going to put his, quote, full weight behind. That's a quote her last bill. She didn't have the votes for it. Now she has them, she says, to make you Mr. and Mrs. America turn your guns in. Here's that clip.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
But that was over a decade ago. Now her bill says that. Because, well, a decade ago, the American people wouldn't put up with the UN and NATO commanding our military. They wouldn't put up with the NSA spying on the American people without warrants and admitting it's going after conservative, libertarian, and constitutional groups. See, the whole homeland system is now for us. They admit it. I want to play another clip, and then for the rest of this segment, the next, we're going to go to our guest, a police chief. I want to first play this clip from last year, Lubbock County, Texas, with Judge Head. He's the county judge. That's like the county mayor. Talking about Obama's going to come for the guns. That judge had actually read Obama's quotes and the UN quotes. See, they've all said over and over again they want a total abolition of guns. That's in the preamble to the original UN treaty. But see, when we're informed, when Judge Head is informed, or Police Chief Mark Kessler's informed, or Ron Paul's informed, the con artist and corporate mainstream collaborator media, they just go to the public, oh, that's a kook. That's a conspiracy theorist. Don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. Just listen to us. But see, that doesn't work anymore. That's why they're so desperate to bankrupt America now and get our guns now, because they know America's waking up. That's why they're trying to get in as many illegal aliens as they can, get as much people on welfare as they can. They paid $22 million to ship General Motors to China. Look it up. Barely made the news, but it's in the news. Vault and Cadillac factories. I can't believe Cadillac's made in China, most of them. Anything they can. It's one thing if you move to China. It's another thing if my money paid to move it there. They're not, liberals aren't screwing up. They're not liberals. They're authoritarians. They are engaged in economic siege. But here's Judge Head on local Fox News. And now other police, other county judges, mayors are saying the same thing. If 800 cities and 30-plus states can nullify for illegal aliens, when that is a violation of federal and state law, and just let them do whatever they want, well, we can nullify illegal federal laws when they are unconstitutional and say, our local police under the mayor and under the county or whatever, the sheriff, we're not taking people's guns. Okay, but this police chief goes further. They make provisions to defend the Second Amendment. You've got to call these tyrants bluff. 10 years ago, Feinstein said, oh, I got to get votes to take your guns. We got to get an amendment, lady. Constitutional amendment. Now, a decade later, she's like, oh, we'll just do it with an executive order. That's in the Washington Post. They're seeing what the public does. They're seeing how there's a backlash right now. We're going to go to our guest, but first, here is Judge Head of Lubbock County, Texas, during the election, warning of this eventuality coming to a head. No pun intended. Here it is.
He is going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going to happen when that happens? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Right, right. Okay? I understand.
Civil unrest, civil disobedience, civil war, maybe. And we're not talking just a few riots here and demonstrations. We're talking... we're talking Lexington, Concord, take up arms and get rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what's going to happen if we do that, if mm-hmm. the public decides to do that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to send in UN troops. I don't want them in Lubbock County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand in front of their armored personnel carriers and say, you're not coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff, I've already asked him, I said, are you going to back me? He said, yeah, I'll back you. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want a bunch of rookies back there.
All right.
True.
I want
That's
trained.
Enough. He goes on to say they had to create another unit just to deal with the feds. And if every county did that, it'd be over. And people say, well, that's crazy. The feds are God. The feds have been taken over by foreign megabanks on record. Okay, I'm done ranting. Our guest is with us this segment and the next. And he joins us. But imagine 10 years ago hearing that, it would have been crazy. 4 months ago, it sounded a little strange to people. Now it's like, oh, yeah. See, no, that guy was just more informed than even the general conservative out there. Okay, this is what's going to happen. Okay, they plan on raising taxes. Now Obama's already calling for more tax increases. Same thing in 1775. Eating out our substance, reducing us to ruin. That was the plan so the British nobility could buy up all the businesses and land for pennies on the dollar. It was Oliver Wendell Holmes, the Supreme Court justice, that said, the famous justice that said, taxes are the price of civilization. And that's true to have somewhat of a civilization, a small, limited government. But what about when the government becomes evil and destructive of those aims, which happens all throughout history, and uses civilization to destroy us and reduce us to slavery? All right, we take you now to Police Chief Mark Kessler in a Pennsylvania town of Gilberton. It's like Mayberry RFK, and his citizens are backing him. Pennsylvania Police Chief proposes Second Amendment Preservation Ordinance, demand a real plan, nullify unconstitutional gun laws, and he joins us to talk about enact any and all measures as may be necessary to prevent the violation of the Second Amendment. That's right. That's right. Not just say we're not going to enforce unconstitutional laws, enact whatever it takes, any means necessary. I want to salute you, sir, for your stand for the Republic. And it's good to have you here with us. Tell us why this came to mind and where this is going.
Well, thank you very much, Alex, for having me on your show. This came to mind after the Sandy Hook shooting and the outcry for everybody to ban weapons. Hopefully, after 3 or 4 weeks of research, I came up with the idea for the nullification process. And after several drafts, I planned on introducing it to the borough council on our next meeting on January 24th, which I hope they do pass.
Well, I hope it does pass. Why did you? I mean, did the clock get so close to midnight? Is that why you came up with this plan?
Well. Just the events in general that are going on out right now around the country, in particular in Washington, that everybody's screaming to ban weapons, and they fail to realize that it's not the weapon that's causing the problem; it's the person behind the weapon that's causing the problem. And until they figure that out, they're never going to solve the problem. It's not the law-abiding citizens that are going out and committing these heinous crimes that are so evil and unspeakable. It's the mentally ill, unfortunately, that are doing a lot of these crimes and criminals. It's not the law-abiding citizens.
Well, that's right. I mean, every day in this country, unfortunately, every day I've looked it up, or on average every day, a mentally ill person takes a butcher knife and stabs their family with it. Do I have to lose my butcher knife because they do that? We're going to be right back with the police chief. Pennsylvania police chief proposes Second Amendment preservation ordinance. We appreciate his courage and his forethought. And this is something that can really pick up steam everywhere. I mean, if they let the illegal aliens run free and that's unconstitutional, how about police and counties and cities just pass laws saying we nullify unconstitutional garbage?
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up in the next hour, we'll look at the economy, take your phone calls, and look at the White House and NATO funding radical Islamic groups to invade different countries. I want to show some statistics here and then go back to the police chief from Pennsylvania who's introduced a plan with the city council to have the Second Amendment Preservation Act in their area. And again, big things have small beginnings. But here's an article at Infowars.com by Mac Slavo. America's biggest killers, the chart anti-gunners don't want you to see. And then it goes directly to FBI.gov. And the Centers for Disease Control, their own numbers. Tobacco use, 529,000 conservatively. Medical errors, 195,000. Unintentional injuries, 118,000, slipping in the shower. Alcohol abuse, 107,400. Motor vehicle accidents, deaths. These are deaths, by the way. All these are. 34,000 deaths. So you've got tobacco, 500,000+. Medical errors, 195,000. Unconventional injuries, 118,000. Alcohol abuse, 107,000. Motor vehicle accidents, 34,000. Going to ban cars because they're dangerous? Well, don't worry. They want to make you drive robot cars now. That's the whole Google plan, so look out. Unintentional poisoning, 31,758. Well, got to ban everything poisonous. Well, everything's poisonous, but you can drink too much Scope mouthwash and die. I mean, going to ban that? Drug abuse, 25,000. Unintentional falls. So that was separate from that, 24,792. Non-firearm homicides, baseball bats, ice picks, butcher knives, rocks, 16,799. Firearms homicides, 11,493 in 2011. These numbers always come out a year late, so these just came out a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. The point is that you've got a much better chance of falling in the shower and dying than from a firearm, and over 70% of those 11,000, go look at FBI.gov in violent crime statistics, are gangbangers killing each other. Now, 4,000 is still a big number, but it's nothing compared to everything else. This is a hoax. I want to go back to the police chief. Sir, you've got the floor here for the balance of the segment. Where would you like to see this go, the common sense, what you see in your town? How do we get your counsel to get this law passed? How do people read a copy of it so other towns can introduce it? I mean, this is what we need to do, because you've got all these other cities ignoring things that are the law. Well, how about we have cities ignore things that are unconstitutional?
Well, Alex, I've been receiving phone calls from all across the country, from Alaska to California, asking for copies of the alleged proposal I'm going to introduce to council on the 24th of January, from mayors in Chester County, Pennsylvania, to mayors in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, that want copies, different sheriff departments all around the country that are asking me for copies. They have called and given me great support throughout this whole thing. And I would like to see it spread throughout the entire continental United States.
Yes.
By every means necessary, and spread the word to everybody. And we're not going to stand idle. We can't stand and just let these bureaucrats in Washington ram down anti-constitutional law to the American people. It's just not right. And I will not. My department will not enforce any unconstitutional laws against the Second Amendment or the Constitution of the United States, as far as I'm concerned, or the Constitution of Pennsylvania.
Well, I know you're sticking your neck out because you love the Republic and your family and our future, and obviously, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but guns are the canary in the coal mine. I'd like you to elaborate on that, Chief. But looking at this, it's an example of leadership. You do this, and you haven't even put it out publicly yet. Obviously, you will soon on the city website. And you already have people all over the country wanting to emulate what you've done. And that's the essence of this. We have to simply stand up as leaders and do what's right, and others will join us. But if we just stand here and let the tyranny take over, as Churchill said, there may come a time when we have to stand up and fight, because it's better to die on our feet than as slaves. Instead of fighting politically early on, when our chance for victory was assured.
Exactly, exactly. And God forbid, the last thing we want is any kind of violence. Hopefully, this will be a kind of a gateway for other people that believe in the Constitution and other law enforcement officials and just the average citizen that they could make a copy of it. Call me, get in touch with me, make a copy of it, take it to their local law enforcement agencies, their local sheriffs, their local politicians, and have them do the same thing that I'm trying to do. And I've been contacted by the Oath Keepers. They're in support of me, the Pennsylvania United, PA, 912 guys. They're 8 million members strong throughout the country. They're backing me. There's just a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, folks are just looking for men of honor to stand up, and you're doing that. And this is what can turn the tide. This is what the anti-gunners are so scared of. They know actual innocents being killed by guns is incredibly rare. They have the statistics. I've been around them. These are cold-blooded tyrants. You know, all the pro-gunners are always so polite and go, "What's wrong with these people? Look at the statistics." They're not dumb. Most of them are tyrants. Sure, you've got people at the grassroots that never grew up around guns that are scared of them. But the general establishment people that want our guns, they want them to oppress us. And look, I've told the police this, and the police aren't stupid. They know this. There's a lot of people aren't turning them in. And if a Feinstein gun ban goes through and they try to go around harassing gun owners, it is not going to go well. And what Judge Head talked about is going to end up happening. I want to avert that. And I agree with you. I think we can fix this just by political action.
I hope so, Alex. The last thing, like I said, we want is any kind of violence erupting throughout the country. And hopefully this sends a clear message to Washington and to the media that we're not going to stand idly by and let them confiscate the Second Amendment or tamper with the Constitution itself. And that's that. I mean, we got to band together.
Wow. You know, I was looking up your town. Friday, I had a caller because we were already covering your report Thursday and Friday. And the caller said, oh, no, let me give his number out. He's happy to have his number out. And I said, well, wait, let me get him on and make sure it's okay to give his number out. Nice of you to give your number out for mayors and sheriffs or others that may want to get a copy of it. And if you'd like to send us the proposed town ordinance or law, we would love to post it at Infowars.com so you don't get hammered. But if you're willing to answer a couple hundred phone calls, go ahead and give your number out.
If they want to get in touch with me, Alex, our phone number here at the office is 570-874-4790. And I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody who wants a copy of the proposed ordinance and supply them a copy with it.
Again, I got to say it. I'm not kissing your butt here, Chief, but I got to say, what you're doing is what will save this country, and it almost brings a tear to my eye because so many people say, well, I'll just wait till they come for my guns and we'll have a revolution. Folks, that is the last thing we want. Whoever shoots first loses. We want to stand up politically and use that force to defend our freedoms, not shoot our mouths off. And I've told people this. If you won't politically get involved to defend your freedom, it's talk. You will never physically defend when the time comes.
Correct, Alex. You're right on point there. Right on point. I couldn't agree with you more. Let's just hope everything goes the way it, on the 24th, and I urge the borough council to take a good long look and a hard look at this proposal, and hopefully they'll side with the Constitution and pass this ordinance.
We're going to do five more minutes with you, Chief, and let you get back to your family, but start with the ordinance. What does the ordinance basically break down?
It breaks down basically that the borough of Gilbertson is going to recognize the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States and the Second Amendment or the Constitution of Pennsylvania, Section 21, the right to keep and bear arms in Pennsylvania. And we're going to nullify any state, local, or state, local laws, ordinance, or regulations
federal.
Against the Constitution or Article 21 of the Pennsylvania Constitution.
In fact, there is the text. It's actually in our article. I'd seen that, but I wanted to double check. The text is at Infowars.com in the article breaking that down. Very, very exciting. Do five more minutes with us, Chief. We're going to come back and let you finish up any other points you want to get to. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the second hour. Then I'll give the number out. In fact, I'll give it out now. It's 877-789-ALEX. That's me, Alex Jones, 877-789-2539. Other police, military, are you going to stand with this American patriot who is simply standing up and defending the rights that our ancestors paid for with blood? Or will we go quietly into the night with the socialist health care? By the way, New York Times is reporting what I told you months ago. The new health care bill has now doubled the average insurance premium. I mean, you talk about a scam. You talk about a ripoff. Your insurance premiums have now been doubled under Obamacare because the offshore banks wrote the bill and they own the insurance companies.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, it is a command center. We're just putting out the Constitution. If you obey the command, that's between you and God. If you don't, I feel sorry for you. This country has been wealthy and successful because we had more liberty than other nations. Doesn't mean we were perfect, but we had some amazing founders. And I saw a clip of Michael Moore saying, how dare the founders, you know, people think that's all set in stone. They fought the greatest empire in the world. They trailblazed liberty that became the model of the planet. And I look at the ordinance that you can get at Infowars.com. Pennsylvania police chief proposes Second Amendment preservation ordinance, Aaron Dyke's article. Second Amendment preservation ordinance, it says prohibitions on federal, state, local infringement of the right to keep and bear arms, firearms, accessories, or ammunition. And there's a line in here that talks about enacting any and all measures as may be necessary. People say, oh, they'll come get us like they're God or something on Mount Olympus. If you simply say no, they lose the moral authority, and then the gun confiscation never happens. If you cower, all liberty falls. Now I said I want to give you the floor, but you're a polite gentleman, so you're a man of few words. But in the last 4 minutes we've got left, other points, Police Chief Mark Kessler of Gilbertson, Pennsylvania, that you'd like to impart to our listeners.
I'd like to say I hope everybody gets behind this, and my mayor Mary Lou Hannon. She's pro Second Amendment. She's standing behind me on this. She's going to also push the council into adopting this. I just really hope it passes. And we all got to band together and stand up and fight the treasonous in Washington and the elites. It's just everything that's going on right now in the country. I'm really worried about where we're headed in the next 4 years. It could be very disastrous. And they're going to start taking our weapons away from us. It's the start of a very bad situation within the United States. And hopefully, the people could stand together, the patriots, the mothers, the fathers, the military, the law enforcement. We could just all band together and say enough is enough. We had enough. We're not going to take it no more. We're not going to sit idly by and let the government ram anti-constitutional law down the throats of the American citizens.
That's right. If we just act like it's some mothership that gives us all the orders, it's going to do whatever it wants, and foreign interests are going to come in and buy it off. We have to. It was a famous African-American statesman during the Civil War, to paraphrase him, he said that liberty and freedom is not given. It is taken. It is demanded. And we need the special interest of liberty and the American people and private property and low taxes and freedom. And so we've got to get aggressive. We've been taken over because we became passive, and it's just common sense. We either get involved or we lose everything.
Exactly, sir. Exactly. And we can't do that. We can't. I will not sit idly by and let this unconstitutional act that they're trying, that the Congress is trying to pass right now, not the whole Congress, because there are some good congressmen. And there's good senators in the United States, but just certain ones that have this ideological anti-American agenda that does not sit well with me.
It just That's
does
right.
Not sit well with me. Whatsoever.
And they guilt us into you've heard it. You're a Klan member if you own guns. You're an accessory to murder. The NRA are lobbyists for these 20 dead kids. It's the government, the federal government, that made those gun-free zones and the media that advertised it as the places for Prozac heads to go kill people. I mean, if they want to put blame out there, they're a light years more to blame than anybody else.
Exactly. They should look in the mirror. They really need to reality check. We need to get these people out of office. They're committing acts of treason on a daily basis, and it just boggles my mind as an individual and as a police chief that these people are in the position of power that they're in.
What about your other officers? Are they fired up about this?
Yeah, everybody in my community is pretty much fired up about this, and the local communities around me are fired up about it. I've received calls from different area chiefs of police asking me, congratulate me on it.
Oh, others are good, because this is how brush fires in the minds of men start, according to Jefferson. Well, I want to salute Police Chief Mark Kessler in Gilbertson, Pennsylvania. When is your town going to stand up?
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was just talking to the police chief of a town up in Pennsylvania, Mark Kessler, if you joined us. He was telling me off air as he left us that, and he also said some on air, that little short segment, that police chiefs all over the country are calling him and congratulating him for getting a piece of statutory law that complies with the Second Amendment of Pennsylvania and the federal Second Amendment to simply say, we're not going to harass gun owners. We're not going to confiscate guns. This is unconstitutional order. And by the way, Dianne Feinstein, and it's in the Washington Post yesterday, they're saying they may use executive orders or ATF rulemaking, and I've been warning you about that, but now it's official, to just shut down gun shows, you name it. And I am really ashamed of something that I have, and my listeners, to a great extent, here in Austin, have allowed, because we're all guilty of not standing up to these people, have allowed the Austin City Council and the county commissioners, who were in a story in the Austin American Statesman, to come out and say that they are set to ban gun shows, not just from county and city property, the big convention centers. They're saying they're set next week to vote. The Austin American Statesman reports on a city law and a county law. They're working together to ban gun shows, period. What's next? Like San Francisco, ban gun shops? This is deep in the heart of Texas. Travis County. Do I have to name drop here that it was David Ayers, my ancestor, that raised Colonel Travis's son? I mean, I've got relatives with counties named after him in Texas, and I am ashamed that Travis County, that bears the name of William Barrett Travis, is set to ban gun shows, and they're talking about gun shops. You know, I said that's next. They're starting to talk about that. Here it is, Austin American Statesman: City County to consider restricting gun shows and potentially even curtail them on private property within the city limits, the Austin American Statesman has learned. And it goes on, Mike Martinez. Mike Martinez, man. You know, Mike, can't you just be an American? Mexico has taken all their people's guns. They have the highest murder rate. It's almost 60,000 dead in just the last 5 years. Women, men, children. Our own Justice Department shipped guns into Mexico to blame our Second Amendment and got caught because good BATF agents blew the whistle. And you sit here and call yourself an American. I call you a shameful enemy of the Republic and a piece of garbage. You physically want to shut down gun shows. It's just you people. There's no end to you. You know, they were trying to shut down gun shows a few years ago. They were sending an ATF trying to set folks up. And I called for a protest of it. And then they had a local group protest. And I showed up at it. And they even had provocateurs at it to try to go after me. I mean, listen, they want to use Austin as a case to break open all of Austin, Texas, into the rest of the country and go after our guns. It is just absolutely amazing to see this type of stuff going on. And if you haven't read the Washington Post article, you really should. But can we get that flashback queued back up? Obama, I will not take any guns. Even though as a state senator, you can find public letters he wrote as question and answer periods for the Chicago Tribune saying, I believe all guns, semi-auto, rifles, handguns, bolt action, single shot, everything must be banned. And I got Dianne Feinstein saying that, too. I've got Joe Biden, when he introduced the first assault weapons ban, calling for an abolition of gun ownership in this country, for almost all guns to be turned in. The Illinois State House has bills introduced right now, and they've got until, what, Tuesday to get it done. I warned you last week they could play possum. They claimed they didn't have the votes. Word is, we've got some calls on this from some good sources. They may try to ram it through, physically making you turn your guns in, like they've already done in Chicago, making it the murder capital of the world. At least Mexico doesn't have that crown, that trophy, that belt. They're just murder capital country-wise, because they took all the guns. And, you know, I think all Americans, whether your name's John Brown or whatever it is, you ought to move down to Mexico. Of course, they won't let people move down there. If you're an illegal alien down there, they put you in a forced labor camp. But wow, very, very dangerous time. And see, the globalists don't care whether they're unpopular or not. They think Homeland Security works for them, and they're dropping the hammer on us. Was it Noel in Illinois that you said had some news on the... Bruce in Illinois. Bruce in Illinois, and then we'll go to Noel in Illinois and others. Bruce, what is your intel? It was callers last Tuesday started warning us about the gun grab in emails. Then Wednesday we covered it, and sure enough, we wrote an article Wednesday that made national news, and Thursday the bill to confiscate most firearms, including pump shotguns, was introduced, and then we thought we shot it down Friday. Are you saying they're meeting right now? I know they're in session right now to try to get your guns?
Yes, sir, Alex. On Friday, the gun ban amendments were introduced into the Illinois House, and in an unprecedented session at 2 o'clock today, the Illinois House Judiciary Number 1 Committee actually was brought into session to look at the gun ban bill. The Speaker of the House, Michael Madigan, he is so confident that the gun ban bill will pass out of committee that at 5 o'clock today, Illinois time, he is actually going to bring the full House of the Illinois General Assembly, the House of the Illinois General Assembly, to session.
Now, it originally came out of the Senate and passed committee, but they didn't have a Senate vote. Are they going to try to pass it in the House first?
Yeah. We're doing today in an unprecedented vote today. I mean, all the dirty tricks were done out today, Alex. This was done so late Friday that even the Illinois State Rifle Association could not get out an alert till 10:30 Friday night.
Listen, my gut told me, I said it on Thursday and Friday, they would sneak attack. Put it back up. Illinois State Rifle Association, impeccable source, they say late-breaking alert. They always sneak this stuff through. They're criminals. Next vote on semi-auto ban will take place Sunday. Shuts down gun shows. Shuts down shooting ranges. The bill I saw even shuts down. Is it the same bill that makes you turn in pump shotguns?
Yes, sir. It's the full ban. They snuck this through. They put it on a fast track. It didn't.
All right, let's red alert this right now. Give me the top URL, folks, because I want to give out the State Rifle Association actual URL. It's LS. Go ahead and give me the URL. ISRA.org. ISRA.org. RSRA.org, Illinois State Rifle Association.org. They got all the phone numbers up there on their front page. Federal court ruled they can't bar Chicagoans from owning guns to defend themselves, so they're striking back as any globalist would, to just take every gun we've got. My goodness. And they're going to use this as the model with an executive order, the Washington Post reports yesterday, Saturday, to just have Obama sign an order taking our guns. And his plan is to start a civil war. These people are criminals. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that is what's happening, Alex. Well, see, the General Assembly with this vote, because this is a dirty tricks vote. If you know any history of Illinois, see, they're going to bring the General Assembly to session in the House tonight at 5 o'clock.
But everybody won't be there. They'll only have the special guys that got the call to be there.
Amen. That's what the deal is.
That's how they passed the Federal Reserve Act with three senators, December 23rd, 1913. Go ahead.
I talked to Richard Pearson Friday afternoon because I had arranged for him to get on a big national talk radio show like yours.
That's the leader of the Illinois Rifle Association.
Yeah, he is the executive director and chief lobbyist for the Illinois State Rifle Association.
Folks, I'm so gun crazy, I even know the name of all the state groups. Go ahead.
Yes, and anyhow, I talked to him Friday, and we knew that there was a chance that they were going to introduce it into the Illinois House. But we didn't know they were going to fast-track it at that time. And Richard had actually left the Capitol and went back to Chatsworth.
Yeah, when are we going to stop falling into their traps? I said Thursday and Friday they're going to play possum, and people are like, stop fear-mongering. I know the enemy's tactics. We've got to call every one of those phone numbers. They're on the website right now, nationwide. They want this beachhead to make all of Illinois a Chicago mafia command base.
Well, that's what they want, Alex, and they have no respect for the people. And I encourage everyone across the nation to call every member of the General Assembly and tell them how disgusted we are.
I agree. The amendment is to SB 2899. Stay there, caller. We're coming back to you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. From the front lines of the information war. People hear that stuff 17 years ago and go, what are you talking about? Front lines, info war? I was reading Pentagon public documents about how foreign banks were going to take over America. That was their new boss, Army War College. It's all public. It's not even classified. And how they used InfoWar to control us with lies. Doesn't mean the average man or woman in the military is bad. They're great people. The globalists that run our military. They're using military mind control manipulation techniques on us, and I'm done playing games with it. And it doesn't matter how much fancy propaganda you got. Once people see behind the curtain, doesn't matter how fancy the facade is, it's over. And we are on the march. The empire is on the run. If these crooks in the Illinois state legislature pass a huge gun ban, ammo ban, most guns will be banned, the courts are going to shoot it down. We're going to keep fighting. We're not going away. But I told everybody, I said, we beat this too easily on Thursday and Friday. Not like it's rocket science. They always act this way. And people are like, Alex, we had a victory. Come on, don't over fearmonger. And now it's official. We can put the Illinois State Rifle Association back up on screen if you're a radio listener. We have it up on screen at prisonplanet.tv. Late breaking alert, next vote on semi-auto bill will take place right now. SB 2899. Going back to our guest that alerted us to this, Bruce is working as a citizen lobbyist to defend our rights. Thank God somebody is, not some foreign banker. You thought you'd just go to sleep, America, and keep all your liberties? Think again. Bruce, when are they voting on this? And then if it was in the Senate before, will it have to go through the House into the Senate? Or what's the time frame? What's the order of things here?
Okay, well, Alex, the current order is that at 2 o'clock today, the House Judiciary Number 1 Committee was brought into session, and the bill was introduced or filed for that committee. That bill has to be heard in that committee, and then, like I said earlier, at 5 o'clock today, Michael Madigan, the Speaker of the Illinois House, was bringing the full House to session at 5 o'clock with the intent that they're going to be there, hopefully, for that bill to come out of committee so it can go straight to the floor.
And you're central. We're 22 minutes central time into five. This is happening right now.
It's happening right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And in Illinois, the history of Illinois is a lot of bad things happen about midnight.
That's
right. And the way this thing works, as long as Madigan can keep that committee in session until he can browbeat somebody to change their vote and make sure that it passes the committee, it will then go immediately to the floor of the House and the General Assembly in Illinois for a vote.
Well, I've stormed the Texas Capitol peacefully. The media called it storming. I just marched in with hundreds of people over the TSA. The bill's been reintroduced to arrest them this time when they grope us. I call, don't you call, for peaceful citizens to go in right now to that committee and to go into those representatives' offices and let them know it's your capital. I say it's time for Illinoisans to take their state back from the mafia.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. In fact, there's a call out. See the dirty trick about this stunt is, it happened late Friday, so that people actually couldn't rally and didn't even know what's happening.
I know, and then you go home to spend one day with your... Look, I knew this would happen, but people said, oh, Alex, come on, let us have a victory. Yep, there they are. Right now, they're introducing the bill. Amendment 1, it is all happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is insane.
I believe that this vote was structured in a deliberate attempt to stop people like you and others from creating the grassroots movement, and so that people couldn't go to Springfield and couldn't attend these hearings.
That's right. Let me say it this way. Do you think they're openly introducing bills to take almost all the guns federally and bragging about it and letting Piers Morgan and the Chinese government and the Russian government call for our guns to be turned in with the UN treaty coming up in March if they weren't planning on doing this? Okay, folks, I know it's unpopular. I know it's unconstitutional. I know when I look in their beady little eyes, they're planning on war. I'm telling you, this is it. And we can beat them, but people've got to admit there's a fight happening.
Well, yes, sir, Alex, I do agree with that. Now, I do have a slight different take on all this gun control bills. You know, remember Joseph Farah when he came onto your show and he talked about how he was afraid that Barack Obama and his controllers would line people up and basically do away with them? And remember how you played on the air?
No, that's what Bill Ayers told Obama in the FBI files, was they were going to put 50 million of us in camps and kill us. Yeah.
Well, understand, you know, Barack Obama is a hardcore communist, but Barack Obama understands power. And what Barack, I believe, is happening here is I believe that this is the beginning of a purge. You know, if Barack Obama can use the color of law.
They admit that they're bragging on Democratic sites. This is a way to harass gun owners everywhere. This is how they make us the enemy. This is what Homeland Security's for.
Yes, well, see, this will purge Obama's critics. It will purge his opposition. And Obama can, in a sense, change the demographics and the political landscape of the United States and ensure that he and his minions will be in power forever.
I don't know why you said we disagree. They've introduced the amendment to make him president for life, basically, H.J. Res 15 federally. I totally concur with you.
I have a different take. I mean, I believe that this gun control situation is literally a purge. I believe it's the purge of Obama's opposition.
No, they've actually, all over the Democratic sites, in fact, we've got an article coming out tomorrow. I told Paul about it, my other writers, like a week ago, but soon an article's coming out because I see it everywhere. I sent them a bunch of examples to write an article where they go, we hope you don't turn them in, we're going to kill you. And these are big official sites. No, this is it. These people are just...
This is Russia, 1948.
No, you're right. For those that don't know, they kill most people after 48. Okay, I appreciate your call. Yeah. And see, I'm so busy, I can't keep track of everything. Guy calls in, he says, look it up. I look it up. There it is. I look up the State House website, look up the video feed. They're in there debating the bill on the floor of the House right now. They promised they wouldn't reintroduce it on Friday. A pack of liars, and I know they're liars. Why did I then believe them? Because I wanted to go home for a day and a half and sit around, cook food, play with the board games with my children, and quite frankly, go out and shoot my rifle in the backyard because I live out in the country. I mean, but you know what? All my neighbors were shooting. I've never heard all my neighbors on three sides of me shooting, and this weekend they were all shooting. People get what's going on, and again, the low-level folks say, well, why do you want my guns? And then the establishment says, well, for everybody's safety. They want our guns to dominate us. Let's jam in a call before we go to break. Another caller from Illinois. Greg, in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks for doing what you do.
Trying.
I'd just like to tell you how crooked this is. I want to underline it so everybody else that's listening can understand. It's so crooked, like the previous caller said, you know, it's unprecedented. They brought told us they weren't going to do anything, and they brought it in on Friday where they couldn't get the word out. Now they've got everybody in there doing their thing, and we can't. I've been trying to call all day. All the voicemails are full. You can't.
You're going to have to physically go to Springfield.
I understand that, but that's quite a ways from where I'm at, and it's not a possibility for me today.
I understand, but we've got four affiliates in Illinois. Everybody needs to get there, or the state police are coming to take your guns.
You're right. But it's coming to every other state. Everybody got to watch it. Don't wait like we did. And that's my message. Thanks, Alex.
God bless you. I hear you. It is so disgusting how far our country's fallen. They're getting ready to totally bring us into depression. That's why they want the guns first. Frank, Andrew, Mark, Frank, Noel, Ray, Greg, Spence, your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is Defense of the Republic.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Good to stand for something. You know the old saying, stand for something, fall for anything. You don't stand for something, you're like a leaf in the wind, my friends. You know, if I had to quantify the New World Order, global government, all it is a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types who in the last 200 years got governments and corporations and companies to borrow money from them out of nothing. And now they've got 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives out there, and globalism is just a bunch of international crooks, only a few thousand of them, exempt from all the other laws, playing countries off against each other, getting rid of national sovereignty, and basically trying to get governments to lobby legislatures to raise taxes to pay corporate welfare to them. And now they know we're getting awake, so they're like, hey, how about you give us those guns, too? And just sit down there and shut up while we militarize and federalize the police and buy all these weapons and billions of rounds of ammo and tanks. Never mind those cameras giving you tickets when you drive down the road from point to point. Never mind your kids being trained to spy on you. Never mind the NSA. Yeah, we'll use drones to kill citizens. Sit down and shut up. You know, it's almost a curse to be informed. It's really not a curse. Even if you were a cynical globalist, being informed is very good for business. But I didn't really talk about Al Gore and his current TV deal selling out to Qatar, in the Arab Emirates over in the Middle East until I'd had some time Friday and Saturday to study it a bit. And I already knew what was going on, but I wanted to make sure, you know. That's why I'm so frustrated once I get on air, because there's just all this research behind it that I could never put out on air because of time constraints. But I went and did the research. It turns out Forbes already done it all for us. And it's an article titled, Current TV Sold to Al Jazeera for $500 million Deal for Al Gore. Average listenership or viewership was 40,000 people an hour. A B-rate AM station in a major city has 40,000 listeners an hour. They're probably charging $100 an ad. Al Gore was charging $10,000 an ad. That was just big corporations kind of giving him, you know, their donation to put out anti-gun info. And it turns out they're talking about how it's a foreign-run media now here in the U.S., state-run Arab media, Al Jazeera. That's bad enough, violates a bunch of laws. But the biggest issue of this globalism is that he got all this oil money, too, from it, and he's a hypocrite about that when he's already been one of the biggest oil men in American modern American history and politics, Occidental Petroleum. He wants a global. I saw a comment on a YouTube video I did saying, you mean we pay our taxes to Al Gore? And people said, well, he owns the software for the carbon trading. No, he has a company called Gore and Blood in London, a Rothschild company that you pay carbon taxes to, where they trade the carbon credits, okay? You pay the money to Al Gore. They couldn't get the feds to ram it through, so they got counties and cities that were traitorous, like Austin, Texas, to sign on. And yes, Austinites, through different Austin energy programs, pay money to Al Gore. When you turn your light switch on, that man, bear, pig, fat turd of a man, con artist. I was watching the Beverly Hillbillies with my children. I let them watch old TV yesterday. And they had a con artist episode where this con artist comes to their house and he takes them to sell them the Hollywood Bowl, and then he takes them to sell them the zoo. And then and he goes, I tell you what, if you buy these from me, I'll throw in this highway. I mean, Al Gore is that type of con artist. But let me go to your calls. I said I'd go to your calls. The issue here is carriage rights. If you've got, on average, about 5 million viewers a day, it varies in the regulations, you can force your way onto basic cable. But basic cable gets bigger and bigger because of that and charge people, on average, $56, more than double what it was when Al Gore, as vice president, honchoed the 96 Telecommunications Act. So he went and twisted arms. They admit this in the article. To put Current TV on the air 5-6 years ago with no viewers, because he gets an automatic payment from everybody with basic cable and basic satellite. And now he gets a foreign government purchase roughly 5 times what it was even worth. I mean, just amazing. Amazing. And that's just one little scam. And it is a scam. I talked about this last week. Congress gets caught insider trading. They go, you know what? We'll pass a law to outlaw it. It was already illegal. But they play that little game, that bait and switch. We'll pass a law to make it illegal. They pass a law to legalize it. Talk about crooks. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, brother. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex?
I'm living in the twilight zone, brother.
I hear you. Listen, I just want to thank you for doing what you're doing for the past 17 years. You've been very knowledgeable. Everything you say is on. But the whole thing is, Alex, that this is actually God intervention. This is going to happen regardless of what we do. I hate to sound so cynical about it, but it's going to happen, unfortunately. You know.
Well, it is true. We've killed 53 million babies and say they're not babies. And we've launched all these illegal wars, and we've become decadent and evil. And anytime a country becomes decadent and evil, it falls. We'll fall just like Mexico, just like North Korea. That is our future.
And you know, not only that, but you know, the Rothschilds actually want to create Israel. I believe you know that as well, too.
I know the Rothschilds are at the very head. Yeah, no, they're at the very head of wanting to create world government. Absolutely, Frank.
No, but my point is this, is that they want to create Israel. after World War II.
Well, they did. They funded the founding of it, yeah.
Correct. But my point is that without Israel, this would not happen. I know this sounds crazy, but Israel has to happen for the Antichrist to come back. That's all I have to tell you.
No, I hear you. And you know, Israel, every citizen that wants a gun is issued full auto, and we pay for it with our taxes. But then Israel came out and said, their foreign minister said, take our guns. It's like, oh, I paid for your M16, but I can't have a gun. And Israel said, yeah, that's right.
Yes, and one more thing, Alex. Do me a big favor tomorrow night. Can you please kick his ass tomorrow, Piers Morgan? I can't stand that SOB.
I'm gonna be polite now with the red coat, but I'm sure I'll let him attack me first. Then I won't physically do anything. He's got a bunch of bodyguards anyways, and I'm actually afraid of Piers Morgan. I'm being sarcastic, folks. I'm flying up there just for the fun of it. So we'll see what happens. Andrew in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
A couple of suggestions for you, and I do hope you will consider taking them to heart. First of all, every time you mention the whole thing about the TSA and the police doing random searches on the roads and everything, you always forget to state the most important thing, that we actually do have the right to refuse searches like that.
No, we do, but the average cop doesn't know that, and will beat your brains out or shoot you. This is totally unconstitutional. It's like telling Rosa Parks, go to the back of the bus. She didn't have to. And absolutely. And have you heard they're setting up all over the country gang checkpoints where they search your vehicle? I mean, this is called martial law.
Yes, and I know. But we shouldn't be afraid to refuse, because as long as we have our rights, we might as well use them whenever we have them. So I'm just suggesting, make sure you point out we do have the right to refuse whenever you bring that up. And I also have another suggestion. The whole thing you did about the TSA week, about the TSA week, has inspired me to suggest maybe you do another thing for a day, like maybe mock Big Brother, because the fact is, I know Big Brother's
watching. Oh, no, we don't want to have people go out and climb up poles and bash security cameras with baseball bats. We don't want anything illegal to happen. But what would protesting Big Brother Week consist of?
Yeah, I know. I don't want us to break anything, but...
No, we should just take cancer shots, vaccines full of cancer. Government loves us. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you got 1 minute. We're going to break. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex, not the main reason I call. I hope you could hold me after the break for a moment so I could get to it real quick. But I think it may be the main reason that I call. I'm not sure, and I'm not trying to be negative or morbid here, Alex, or to discourage you in any way. But I've heard what you've had to say about Piers Morgan, you know, recently, and I know it to be true. And I think you should have Muhammad come to the mountain rather than you go to see him. Because,
oh, no, I love going into the lion's den, man. I love going into the...
I don't mean that, Alex. I mean, this is a very accelerated event framework that we're living in at this time. And I fear for your safety, my brother. And that comes from my...
You know what, Obi-Wan Kenobi? You know what? Look, I got to jump. I got to get to everybody, but I appreciate you. Look, I'll come back and let you make your other point, Mark, but no more of this stuff. You know what Obi-Wan Kenobi tells Darth Vader? Strike me down, Darth. I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. I am not worried about anything.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got dozens of calls on the board, but Mark, Frank, Noel, Ray, Spence, Jeff, I'm going to get to at least you guys. Mark, make your other point real quick. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex, and just quickly in passing to my other point, when you get on Piers Morgan's show, if you would please bring up the gross inconsistencies around the Sandy Hook shooting, indicating it's a government black op, and perhaps discuss false flags in general. I think it hit it really good. I really do. Alex, my main point is that John Moore... And he says eight other public figures who have very high-level confidential sources in various U.S. federal government agencies all agree across the board that the scenario is to occur in March, where we have the perfect storm of the gun grab having gone on for a bit, or commencing.
The financial collapse,
Collapse, martial law, and then civil war.
Well, I hope that's not the case. And if we get the word out, these tyrants won't be able to do this. But they're definitely, they didn't set up Homeland Security and all the tanks and armor and anti-gun training to play tiddlywinks. Frank in Louisiana, you're on the air. Frank, welcome.
Yes, Alex.
We have to remind these traitors that they are literal traitors. You can't legislate away the Bill of Rights. And we have to remind them that you're in violation of your Article 6 oath, Supreme Court, Supreme Contract to We the People. And when that
and by the way, we were watching the live Illinois State House feed, and when the bill came up, they went, let's go to closed session, and they turned the video feed off to take their guns. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, they're in violation of the Article 6 oath, which when that contract is broken, you're in default of that contract. We don't have to do anything.
No, I agree. This government is not legitimate already. They say our military's under NATO UN command last year.
And they have to be reminded that the right of the people clause, followed by the infringement clause, says we have a right from God as declared in the Declaration of Independence, which is organic law. It's still cited on the first pages of the statutes at large. And they
that's right. Our rights don't come from government or even the Constitution or Bill of Rights. They come from God. They're unalienable. They're inalienable. They're on record. Great point, Frank. Anything else?
Well, one thing that you might just put into the thought process is we have to ask the government, why are you charging us a heavy progressive income tax? It's forbidden by the rules of direct apportionment in the Constitution.
Didn't have it till 1913. It's all paid to the private Federal Reserve. It's the foreign Federal Reserve sucking us dry. They brag they're foreign. They call us dumb slaves. Public, find out what the Goldman Sachs and people say about you. Let's talk to Noel in Illinois, site of the treachery. Go ahead, Noel.
Yes, before my comments on the gun grabbing, anyone in Austin, I'd highly suggest you go to the Austin Hilton Convention Center at 7:45 tonight. T. Boone Pickens will be speaking at the annual meeting of the American Meteorological Society. And heck, go protest all week because
that's right. They're having a big weather modification chemtrail meeting here in Austin the next 2 days. We're going to have reporters there. You make your point on the guns.
Okay, Mike Madigan, his daughter, Lisa Madigan, the Attorney General of Illinois, lost an embarrassing suit when the courts ruled that Illinois can't have concealed carry. So it's no surprise that they're doing this at such rapid speed.
Yeah, their answer is, oh, really? Courts say you can have a gun? We're just going to take them all. We're going to jump down to Ray in California. They're also trying to totally ban guns there now, the few that are still there. Open gun bans being pushed by the globalists who are arming to the teeth against us and all have bodyguards and their own special licenses. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, Alex.
Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah. Hi. I just wanted to say I'm more concerned about a bio-Holocaust and a subsequent nuclear Holocaust that is probably going to run with this gun ban thing that's going on.
Well, we got a federal government that injected black people with syphilis and gave foreigner kids polio and it's all and radiated our soldiers. So how dare you say the government would ever do anything corrupt or illegal? That's impossible. I mean, the government is run by foreign banks that are eugenicists and say they want world government to cut off resources and then kill us. I mean, that's loving, Ray. I appreciate your call. Spence in Missouri. Spence, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good Lord, Alex. I tell you what, you're hard to get a hold of, brother. Hey, let me tell you what. Thanks for giving me no more life. I'm meaning that jokingly, okay? Hey, listen, I was going to tell you. Again, thanks for getting me on the air. I'm going to make it quick. You know where I live up here. I think I've talked to you once before just for a brief moment, just south of the big 72,000 square footer. Hey, listen, they've blocked off all the caves around here with bars. They've put concrete up around them.
They're blocking all the highways with cables where you can't cut across. They're digging in against us, admitting it. The foreign occupation is here, and if the cops are dumb enough to march off against the American people, holy mackerel.
Real quick on the gunman. Listen, I have. I hope you don't mind. I started just a small website to try to get people informed around here, because I've used a little bit of your information on there. Please go to it, check it out. It's called thepatriotpage.com. We're trying to get people on to your show, and I'm trying to buy the magazines from you. I'm trying to get everything I can in hardcore literature. I've ordered all of the discs. I want to get this stuff tangible so that we can produce this. I've got an IT department. I employ probably 20 people. I'm sick to my stomach with this crap.
No, I hear you, Spence, and God bless you. I appreciate your call. Speaking of magazines, absolutely. You know, he's saying, thanks for getting rid of my life or whatever. You've gained your life, realizing that we're all focused on football, entertainment, TV, all these petty things, while global corporate combines are coming in, taking over our government, socializing the public to make us dependent, while siphoning and skimming off the money overseas. We sell the magazine at cost. They're almost sold out. The January issue, just 6 days into January, is almost sold out. 2013, the year America dies. The last issue came out 2 weeks before the shooting in Connecticut and said, this man wants your guns, and broke down. He would use executive orders to go after your guns. We know our stuff. You can buy these in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost, or get a year subscription and get the next 12 issues at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best water filtration systems, discounted gravity-fed systems, you name it, like ProPure, 10% off with water code. Again, the code is water. You just put in water, you get 10% off. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139. Let's talk to Jeff in North Dakota. You're on the air, Jeff. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just been spending about the whole entire day trying to get through to these Illinois reps about this gun ban.
They've just turned their phones off. Yeah, they're mafia.
Yeah, I finally did get through to somebody, Sid Mathias's secretary or something. She told me the bill did not get called, and I thanked her for the information, but then you just reported that they did call the bill and they went into committee.
Well, they change stuff all the time, but according to the Illinois State Rifle Association, and we were watching it, and they brought up the bills, a group of bills, including that one, and they said, we're going to close session and cut the video feed.
Well, you know, maybe there's still some more time for us to get some voice in on that.
Well, sure. Anyway, I mean, my point is, we now have Dianne Feinstein on record. In fact, cue her up to end the show, please. All of them saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn your guns in. They want our guns. The question is, why? What do they have planned? Total implosion, collectivization of America.
Well, give Piers Morgan a piece of my mind when you see him.
You know what? The last time I flew to New York to be on TV, it was The View. And that was a couple years ago. And they were like, okay, satellite, we really want you to fly here. And I went, no, I'm only doing satellite. And then I thought, you know what? I want to be in person talking to that guy. And the first they're like, you'll be alone with him talking. And now we're going to have, you know, this guy, Dershowitz or whatever. Whatever, I don't care. I'm going to go in there with some common sense facts. It'll be the biggest audience they've had in a while. I mean, CNN's only got about 500,000 viewers. Now, the derivative of it, the YouTube videos, other news picking it up, that'll be tens of millions. So I'm happy to do it. I'm going to fly out to New York and do that interview. The TSA tries to stop me, giving them a good heads up. Then I'll just do it via satellite. Oh, yeah, I walk up and they go, where are you going? What are you doing? And I'll go, you know who I am. That's right, you're a troublemaker. Such a free country that I'm treated like a convicted felon doing a perp walk at a supermax. I mean, it's just this whole culture is about training you to be a slave. Felix in New York, you're our final caller. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Just two quick things. First of all, my mom just suggested that you wear a don't tread on me either shirt or maybe a flag, because secondly, I was just wondering, what time is it being taped, or is it going to be live?
No, it's live. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't live.
Okay.
It's 9 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. It's not that, I mean, Jesse Ventura goes on there. A lot of other folks I know go on there. It should be an interesting interview. I mean, I called for his deportation, so he'll say, how dare you try to violate my First Amendment? And I'll say, you're trying to violate my Second Amendment. You're a foreigner. I'll source the Supreme Court ruling. They'll have, Dershowitz come flapping out there, Mr. Torture. I mean, it's all incredible. Hey, Mike Adams tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, InfoWars.com, the big weekday show. And I'll be back Tuesday. And Ron Paul's coming up during the week as well on Wednesday. Defend the Republic, ladies and gentlemen.